So what you want to do is learn how to grow your faith, because God has dealt to you a major faith. You want to learn how to grow it. You want to learn how to grow it, develop, and increase it. Because remember he said in 2 Thessalonians, I believe chapter 3, we don't have to turn there, because for time's sake, we'll get there later. He said, "Thy faith groweth exceedingly." And see, you can have an exceedingly growing faith. And Jesus said to the centurion in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus said to him, he had not seen so great a faith, no, not in Israel. The Bible talked about exceeding growing faith, and it talks about great faith. But it also talked about little faith. You remember in the fourth chapter of Mark, when they were going across the sea to the other side, and Jesus went to sleep in the ship, and a storm rolled on the sea, and he rose up and rebuked the wind, and he said, "Oh, thou little faith." So the Bible talked about great faith, exceeding growing faith. Now, which bracket you in? Don't hold your hand up. But the thing about it, this faith worked. So we want to learn how to grow it, develop it, increase it. And how do you, now watch this. How do you do it? Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh." How did faith come? "So then faith cometh." How, Lord? By hearing. How did faith come, Lord? By hearing. Hearing what? The word of God. Why does faith come by hearing the word of God? Good question. Why does it come by hearing the word of God? Romans 10:8 says, but what says it? Are you listening? The word is where? Nigh. Y'all follow me? Can y'all follow me? I'm talking about on the screen. It'd be good. Am I going too fast? But what says it? The word is where? This is Romans 10:8. The word is where? Nigh thee, even where? In thy mouth and in thy heart. That is what? When I preach what I'm preaching tonight, if I'm preaching the Bible, I'm preaching faith. If I'm preaching doctrine of some man, I'm not preaching faith. If I come with you and then mix a little Bible in it, you know, mix a few scriptures in it, and then they are not in the right setting, out of context, you messed up. The scripture, the word, the Bible must be taught in its proper setting and the way it is, the truth that confirm and guarantee you everything Jesus did is the absolute truth. But when I start teaching and saying God don't heal today, see, I'm teaching something that's not true, because he is a healer today. Amen. He always been a healer, and he brought healing to us. Amen. And it will never change. When I start saying God don't, that tongue business is of the devil, I'm messing around in something. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just got some man theory on that, or some demons or something, because the Bible said real plain, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. Now, how are you going to change that and say that that's not for everybody? So let me get back to faith now. The enemy of faith. See, you need to know you have an enemy trying to keep you in unbelief. Because God said, I supply. You know, let me clear that up. God said, the word said, but my God shall supply all of your need. If he shall supply, that means nothing missing. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If I'm not wanting, what that mean? If I got everything and I'm not wanting anything, what did that mean? I got everything I want. And then people say, God said he'll supply your need, but he won't supply your want. Now see, you're taking that setting again. Because see, why would he say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? What makes me want? What makes you want? Y'all just looking at me. I said, what to make you want? Because you don't have what you want. Right? So there's a desire, there's a want, there's something you want to obtain. God said, I'm your shepherd, and I'll give you so much so you won't want. He said, that ain't happened to me. That don't make it not be true. There's a lot of stuff in the Bible is true that we don't know it. We hadn't received it yet. But I'm after it. Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, but what saith he? The word is nigh thee, even in the mouth, in the heart, the word of faith which we preach. The word of God is faith-filled words. That's why you feed on the word. That's why you meditate the word. That's why you speak the word. That's why you act on the word. That's why you stand on the word. Faith, if for a person to be in faith, listen, it demands you, there must be corresponding action according to what you said. If you believe you're healed, then you ought to be some action in line with that. If you believe, if you paralyzed from the only thing you do is blink your eyes and you somebody pray for you and agree with you and you say, yes, I believe I receive. But if all you can do is blink your eyes, you need to do it. Because you believe you receive. The healing won't work until you receive it. You gotta receive it. And most people will say, well, I'm going to wait till I see it, then I believe. Well, you will never get it. Because faith don't work that way. That doubt and unbelief work that way. And that's an enemy to your faith. See, once you pray and believe you receive, God said it's yours, you need to get happy about it. You need to be full of joy. You need to act like your needs met. You don't need to still walk around with your head down. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, you need to be shouting. Yeah, when you believe you receive, because God can't lie. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you listening to what's being said here tonight? The more people stay around, they still mope around after they got prayed for. How you doing? Well, I think I'm doing a little better. There ain't no faith in that action. Man, you believe you receive glory to God. You don't have to see nothing. You got it from the word. Hallelujah. And you start rejoicing.